It's Helping Hand, Friday afternoons as part of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others in need. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you for listening. This week, we are learning about Aloha Harvest, a returning guest on Helping Hand. It's a nonprofit with a unique way of tackling food waste, supporting those in need of food, and there are a lot of ways that they could take advantage of support from the community, too, both in volunteering, donating food, and even ways to help that are being supported by local musician and philanthropist Jack Johnson. Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams. Aloha, great to see you.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. First, in your own words, describe the mission and offer some background for Aloha Harvest.
Aloha Harvest is a food rescue program. So we rescue food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, food distributors, and then we deliver that food free of charge to social service agencies that feed the hungry and homeless on Oahu.
How many different places?
Oh, we deliver the food right now to about 178 social service agencies.
Food pantries, that could be shelters, helping domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Transitional homes. Homes.
How is Aloha Harvest funded?
By grants. Up until 2 years ago, we were totally funded by private foundations, but we started receiving and submitting proposals to the city, so we were able to receive a city GIA grants and aid. So we're in our second year with that, and this year we're fortunate we were able to and approved for a state granted aid.
How big is the team?
We just hired another office staff, so I have three in the office with me, and we have four drivers.
You guys are supplemented by about how many volunteers assisting?
They help with our events. As well as in our office. And so I would say maybe 50 to 80 volunteers right now.
When the food comes in, the food is going right back out, basically.
Right. So we don't have a warehouse and we don't charge anything. So what we pick up that day, we deliver that day directly to agencies.
Basically getting the food from A to B.
Correct.
For anybody who is considering supporting you guys by donating food, what are some of the important requirements or technical details?
With the food that we pick up from hotels, restaurants, and supermarkets and places, we all follow the food safe certification. And so we make sure that it's in their proper temperature and then it goes to our refrigerated trucks. If it's individuals that donating to us, like a catered event, as long as the food is prepared in a certified kitchen, we're able to take that. But not if you're family potluck, because mm-hmm. we can't control those temperatures. And so all of my staff is food safe certified. Certification with the Department of Health. Where are we receiving it from? Of course, they have that mandate as well. And so they are monitoring that and how long it's been out. And our food distributors, we pick up from them for chilled and freezer, produce, staple goods.
So the people that could help you out there who may be listening are going to be restaurants or retailers.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So if there are any of those two groups that aren't on board, you'd like to hear from them, because
we'd love to.
That would be the food that yeah. would work.
And for individuals, if they're having some type of party, as long as it's prepared in a certified kitchen, like a catered event. But we also take, sometimes if people are moving and they have items that have been in their pantry, they can donate that as well, as long as it's not expired or open.
Do you guys come to those people to pick it up?
Yes. Yes.
We in all of those cases?
Mm-hmm. On occasion, someone might be in the area, so they'll drop it off mm-hmm. at our office, but it can only be like non-perishable things because we have a small office.
Perishable food, though.
If it's still good produce or if it's in freezer and the dates on the items are still good, like meats, we can pick that up. They would just need to call our office and we would schedule a time for our drivers.
That means it was certified by whoever they bought it from.
Correct, yeah.
The flip side of the logistics, there's a lot of examples of needy people around. So
correct.
If there's an organization that is interested in coming on board, anything they need to know to be a recipient of your donations?
We actually have an application for our agencies, and that can be found on our website. There's also a criteria for receiving, so they have to understand that they can't sell it, mm-hmm. That they accept it as it is.
Other requirements?
That they would just sign that they understand that. And then I do a site visit for them, make sure what type of program they have, the clients that they're serving, and also what were their greatest needs, if they're like just snacks or if they serve a hot meal. And the other thing I do a site visit is to make sure that our trucks can get in there safely. One thing I wanted to share too earlier when we were talking about the types of food that are donated and our food donors, the biggest question that we're asked is, what is the liability? And there is no liability because of the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Law. And there's still people that aren't aware of that, but there is no liability for the donor or the recipient as long as it has been donated to a nonprofit. And so that can put people at rest that they are protected by that. November will be 18 years old. And in that 18 years, we've never had a claim or a lawsuit or anything.
And that's good that you point that out, because you don't want that to be something that disincentivizes someone.
Right.
How many trucks do you guys have?
Two 16-foot refrigerated trucks right now. We were fortunate to be the beneficiary of Empty Bowl Hawaii 2017. They raised over $40,000 for us at that event. We are going to be putting that money towards a purchase of a new refrigerated van.
Mechanical or maintenance support for your vehicles.
Yes. One of the things that I am struggling with right now, of course, if we bring on another vehicle, we would need another place to park it. Right now, where we are parking vehicles, it's secured, but we've been having cost increases on that.
And so you need parking.
Parking would be great, but if it could be in a secured place.
So it sounds like you've got mechanics and it's more of a parking thing that you could use, or am I reading that wrong?
No, you are reading that right. That is one need that I've been kind of looking at. And then our trucks are getting older. They're 5 years old now, and so things are starting to break down, and so they're having to have more services done. So our maintenance is always increasing.
So if somebody out there was willing to do an in-kind donation and do maintenance or mechanical work on the trucks, you'd be into hearing from them?
We would definitely be into that. We've had a company donate tires.
So it just puts a seed in people's mind. They can't donate a whole vehicle, but maybe if they could help fix it or donate parts.
Anything helps.
You guys are teaming up with allatonce.org and Jack Johnson, giving people even more ways to support your efforts with this partnership through September 1st, but also ahead of these local shows that are coming up soon, August 4th and 5th.
We're excited to partner with Jack Johnson and Kokua Foundation again this year. We've been partnering with them probably about 5 years now. The last concert that Jack was here to do, we were actually a part of that. We rescue all the food after his concerts. This year with All at Once, it's a new thing for us. We are actually one of the nonprofits that has been selected by Jack Johnson and the Kokua Foundation to be a part of that. And we will have a table those evenings at the event so people can learn more about Aloha Harvest and learn ways of sustainability and pick up the food excess after.
And there's some sort of match too, right?
Yes, the All at Once program is for the agencies that have been selected to partner with them for this event. They will be matching up to $2,500. So Aloha Harvest is encouraging people to support us through the All at Once campaign. And there's a link on our website that you can connect into that and designate that money towards that. So all the money we raise for that, they will be matching up to $2,500.
And then other resources that you need could be volunteer effort, could be board people.
I'm glad you mentioned the board because I do have a board of directors and there are 10 on that board right now. We're looking for probably about 3 more board members. Also, because we are dealing with so much poundage on a daily basis, the average we're picking up over 6,000 pounds a day. In 2016, we ended that year with over 2.2 million pounds of food rescued and kept out of our landfill. Because of that, we have pallet jacks and we have hand trucks. Because of the condensation, of course, rust is a lot faster. There are times where we have to replace those hand trucks and they have to be heavy duty to be able to carry the weight. And our pallet jacks are hydraulic controlled. And so the condensation does get into that and affect the rusting of that as well. We're always looking to that. If anyone has
industrial strength hand trucks, pallet jacks,
yes.
3 people for the board.
Yes. We're always looking for financial support because it takes a lot to keep this operation going. And we keep growing. Every year, we just keep growing. So we're really thankful for the partnerships out there.
And speaking of partnership with 50 to 80 volunteers, a lot of companies out there who maybe really appreciate what you're doing or even have a few employees who do, the employees can come together with that company, make themselves a small team.
Yes.
You'd love that call.
We're always open to that, yes. Because we have a couple of events throughout the year that we actually have volunteers come and help with us. And then we also have things in the office if someone wants to help with admin.
AlohaHarvest.org. 3 tons a day just in the Honolulu area, food that would have gone to the trash. It gets recycled. 3 tons a day. It's a feel-good thing that you're doing over there.
Thank you.
info@alohaharvest.org to send an email if you've got an idea, you've got some tires, you got a mechanic, you want to help out, parking spot, whatever it could be. 808-537-6945. Contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Aloha Harvest and Executive Director Ku'ule Williams back on Helping Hand. Talked about a bunch, but perhaps something has occurred to you, young lady, that we need to add to that. Is there anything?
No, just that we appreciate all the support and the partnerships of everybody, and we appreciate HPR and all of your support and getting the word out for us. Appreciate your help.